The best kind of analogy I have for it is the tomato. The tomato that you buy at the grocery store is engineered to have a shelf life and to look good. You know, it's red, the shape, everything looks great, but they're not bred for flavor. A lot of guitar makers make their instruments so that once they leave the shop, they never see it again. So they put really tough finishes on them. They brace them heavily so that they don't respond to changes in humidity and temperature. They don't build them necessarily for the sound. What I try to do is build them for the sound. My name is Todd Cambio. I am the owner of Fraulini Guitars in Madison, Wisconsin. I grew up in a small town called Bristol. You know, I had friends, but I wasn't in a place where my friends could come over a lot. And if they did, my older brothers would beat them up, so they never came over. So I spent a lot of time by myself, and I have always kind of played music. When I was a teenager, I really started getting into blues and playing harmonica with different blues bands. I used to go down to Chicago and play with these old guys. All right, this is faster, I guess. I started playing guitar in my early 20s. I lived in a place that I didn't have a television, I didn't have a stereo. All I had was a guitar. That was when I really started getting it. There was a guitar that I wanted, an old 12-string, and it was pre-eBay days, and they were impossible to find. So I thought, well, I should try to make one. And so I quit my job, and I spent the summer making a guitar. One friend said, hey, would you make me one? And so I made one for him. I made one for another friend. I was building guitars on weekends and after work down in my basement. And after a while, I thought, I wonder if I could do this for a job. I have a small shop in my backyard, and I have equipment to process raw lumber. This part of the shop is much like a guitar shop or violin shop would have been 100 years ago. There's not a lot of power tools. It's chisels and planes and saws and rasps and files. And this is where I spend most of my time. A guitar needs to be built so that it can move and that it can breathe. Kind of like a living thing, I guess. It's not a piece of furniture, you know?